99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand. DJX.
Well, 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 we meet again. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
35 outside at 5:34. Update for you. Everything's normal in my world right now.
Okay, so you didn't have to bring a spare pair of underwear?
No, I did not.
That's great.
I did not. Everything's normal.
Do you kind of feel like, is there a little part of you that wants to bring a spare pair every day just in case?
You know, I got to be honest. I was walking through the hall, coming to the studio earlier this morning, and I had the thought, I had the conscious thought of, because if you missed yesterday's show, I rode my bike to work, got a little sweaty, changed my underwear.
In the office, yeah.
Yeah. First for me, by the way.
Great.
So I had that thought as I was walking, just the conscious, like, I'm going to pay attention to my my boxer briefs, maybe, yeah. Well, just my underwear. I'm going to pay attention.
You're going to pay attention?
And just see how it feels on a normal day, because I still had that fresh in my head.
You felt a little bit extra prepared, didn't you?
I did. However, I mean, there was, I didn't, it just felt normal. I mean, there wasn't anything revolutionary or mind-blowing about today. I think it was just yesterday, the contrast of sweaty to dry and perfumed is...
Perfumed, even. Wow.
Right? I told you, I
did. Did we do a little spritz somewhere?
Listen, baby powder. I told you. I told you I wasn't going to have you smell.
Thank you.
And yeah, you're welcome.
I'm going to trust you on that.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah, you don't need to do a smell check.
I don't need to be smelling things.
Nope. I do enough of that off my daughter's floor.
That's great. Awesome.
Right? All right. So today on the show, we've got free therapy coming up here. We've got a naked person making the show. We've got setting the bar stories. There is that, and I think you caught it yesterday, but we just need to get to it. But it was the thing on Twitter that people were listing the most traumatic movie for them as a child, from their childhood.
You could be triggered. You start mentioning all these things again that terrified you when you were a kid, I think it's going to happen all over again.
Yeah, I think I've got a couple, because I started thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, that one messed me up for a while.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, well, that one kind of messed me up too.
Some of them still have me mess up.
Yeah, but yeah. I'll tell you, the one that kicked everything off, Jumanji, that one has...
That one?
Like the original Robin Williams Jumanji.
Okay.
We're not talking with The Rock.
Kevin Hart, no.
Right, no. We're talking like the original Jumanji with Robin Williams back in like the 90s.
You know, I don't even think I saw that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
There might be a reason. Maybe
it,
I knew.
It might trigger you. It might freak you out even to this day. But yeah, that was kind of a crazy movie.
Yeah.
I don't think it traumatized me. But I think, yeah, that was up there.
Made you a little nervous around games.
Yeah, so we'll get to that a little bit more here this morning. Then, of course, Throwback Thursday. So we got a lot of stuff to get to here on the show. And, you know, I'm going to crack my knuckles and we're going to get things rolling today.
Wow. Look at that. Cracking knuckles.
That's right.
Hitting switches.
That's right. We're not messing around. Not messing around today. And then another opportunity for you to get in on that trip down to South Beach. So, all right. Show's back. Setting the bar coming up here in just a few minutes. Hey, every morning right about this time, we give you a setting the bar story. Small examples of what not to do. To the great state of Ohio we go, where if you can manage to make it through the day without calling 911, after your parents cut off your cell phone plan, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Now, listen, you're like, all right, well, you know, maybe she's young. Sorry, she's 36.
Oh, wow.
A 36-year-old woman calls 911 complaining that her parents cut off her cell phone plan. But tonight, she's got a lot bigger problems to worry about.
Okay, yeah, so she was...
Did she really think the police were going to be like, oh, we will be right over?
You know what?
We are going to fix that.
Mommy and Daddy cut me off of their cell phone plan.
She's 36.
Jackson Township Police charged this woman, Selena Katerpo, for misusing 911.
Yeah, misusing 911 because the operator's having to talk to you rather than actually answer real emergencies.
Okay.
She called dispatch several times trying to turn her folks in for disconnecting her phone.
Okay. Oh, several times, not just once.
Right, right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, guys! They still aren't letting me use it.
Yeah, but she's trying to turn her parents in.
Okay.
Service.
This test is my phone, and I'm unable to call any of my clients, my boss back.
Okay, so I can't call my friends. Or my boss.
She said friends first.
Yeah, my friends or my boss.
And I'm about to lose my job.
You cannot call 911 over there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The 911 operator's like, listen,
valid point.
Lady.
Listen, the whole point of 911 is emergency. Are you bleeding? Are you on fire?
911 is a line for
I
that's really emergency.
Don't know what to do. Can I contact the social worker? Can you tell me how to get in touch with the social worker?
Okay. Yeah. No,
okay.
No.
This is also
can't.
Not an operator. Like, not I'm not going to try to direct your call you, somewhere else.
Can you just connect me to somewhere else, please? Thank you.
Well, police arrested her at her parents' home where she lives.
Okay. Can we then now, I feel like we need to examine the parents a little bit because they were allowing their 36-year-old daughter to A, live with them, B, be on their cell phone plan.
So her dad is a gastroenterologist, and her mom is a dentist.
Wow. So they're doing okay.
They're doing okay.
They're doing fine.
Yeah. She's 36, lives on their cell phone plan.
Uh-huh. Now, it's time for her to get a job.
I might have been 23 when I got kicked off my mom's cell phone plan. 23, I think.
I was never on my parents' cell phone plan.
You don't know the life, then, Kelly. You don't know the life.
The other half lives.
You don't know the life.
Nope. I was always slumming it, paying for my own.
So, Ohio, and if you can manage to make it through the day without calling 911 when your parents cut off your cell phone plan when you're 36,
it's time to kick her out of the house, too.
You're doing okay.
She is spitting distance from 40, and she's still living with her parents. Oh, wow.
Yes, 911, what's your emergency? My parents cut me off of my cell phone plan.
I can't call my friends.
I can't upload a Snapchat with the funny face filters. You can't do that stuff on an iPad.
Where did they go wrong with the parenting? Where? Somewhere along the line, something went wrong.
I had an idea for a TikTok, and I can't even do it. Arrest them!
This is a TikTok emergency!
That is setting the bar, guys.
Memories bring back your...
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX, 608. Outside, 33, a little chilly. Going to get up to about 40 today, but cold. It is, like I said, 33 right now. All right, feel good. Do them every single hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by JCPS, Kelly K.
Now, we had just had an example of how not to use 911. Now, this woman you may not think was in an emergency when she called 911 in Utah, but it kind of does qualify. So she is a mom. In the middle of the night, her newborn baby wakes up.
Okay.
She's hungry.
Sure.
And she realized that her breast milk had just dried up.
Ew.
She had no way to feed her baby.
Sure.
She got five other kids in the house. Husband is out of town.
Okay.
She's trying to call neighbors. She's trying to call friends. Nobody's answering. She calls 911 and they help her out.
It's 2:12 a.m. and Shannon Bird doesn't have a way to feed her six-week-old baby.
And I have no formula and I have no idea how I can get formula to her. And I've been calling neighbors and no one will answer.
She tells the dispatcher that her milk suddenly dried up. With the rest of her five children sleeping, one in a cast and her husband out of town, she asks for help. Officers with Lone Peak Police answer the call.
She's like a brand new baby.
Even stopping at the convenience store to grab a gallon of milk, which they quickly learn won't do the trick.
What kind of formula does she need?
Like a newborn stuff.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
The officers then offer to run to Walmart.
We'll leave this with you, and we'll be right back with some formula for your baby.
Wow.
Okay? She's adorable. So.
Isn't that great?
Look at that.
So, yeah, they got her milk. Newborn babies can't drink actual milk. So they said, here, keep the milk. We'll be right back. They went and got her formula. So it was all good. So that was kind of an emergency. You got to feed a baby. And when she couldn't leave her kids, she was thinking when she called that maybe they'd send an officer to patrol. She could leave the 8-year-old in charge while she ran to the store, but they took care of it for.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah, we'll tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show if you want to see it.
Cool. There you go. Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by JCPS on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You know, from time to time, naked stories make the show. Why? Because, I don't know, we gravitate towards them. You send them to us. All
it's
that stuff.
Dang near daily.
Yeah, it just about is. Normally they're from Florida. This one not so. It's from California.
Thanks, John. Imagine waking up to a stranger in your home, nude, and making breakfast in your kitchen.
Hang on a second. Hang on.
What's he making and how hot is he?
I was going to say, I have imagined this.
I have. No questions.
Hang on.
Wait a second.
You're asking this like it's a bad thing.
There are factors that need to be considered.
I was going to say, I have imagined that very scenario.
Uh-huh.
I guess it's weird, you know, because you never wake up at 7 a.m. and imagine a stranger in your house just cooking an egg, like, naked.
Okay, yeah, but no. No, most of us don't imagine that. Well.
You guess it's weird.
Unless it's Ryan Reynolds.
I guess it's weird.
Okay.
I mean, I guess it's weird waking up at 7 and there's a stranger in your house cooking breakfast.
Naked.
Naked.
The man now identified as 61-year-old Carl Camino.
Oh.
Okay. Stop right there. Okay. All right. Now I'm not on board.
I'm kicking some sausage.
Next, I'm not on board. Okay.
Carl, what are you doing?
Grandpa. Carl Camino of Desert Hot Springs walked in through the front door, started cooking breakfast, and then removed all of his clothes.
Oh well, it gets hot near that stove.
I was going to say, kitchen gets hot, yeah. You know? So Carl walks in, okay. Starts cooking eggs and various other food.
Was he making enough for everybody?
He was not. He, you know, obviously the owners of the house, they run out of the house. They call police. Please come. They ask him politely to leave.
Hey, you don't live here.
Right.
They're asking you to go now.
They had to send
backup?
A dog in.
He was like, nope, I'm staying.
So the dog had to do the dirty work of getting naked Carl out. Making Carl out.
Was he
cooking
gentle?
Sausage? I don't know.
Oh, wow.
But you know,
oh, yeah.
Guys, they have things that swing around.
Sausage.
I know. And if I'm a dog,
yeah.
I'm grabbing up the first thing that's closest.
All right.
Oh, Carl.
Oh, boy.
All right. He was eventually arrested and charged with residential burglary. But.
Well, yeah, he stole some eggs.
Sure.
Fried them up.
Yeah, he did.
But yeah.
They didn't ask.
Okay.
But seriously, like. That's a scenario that I've thought about.
You've thought about that? Naked man in the scenario?
No.
Are you like, hey, I think I'm going to cook breakfast in the buff today? That's
I mean,
you?
It may be like my wife or someone where I'm like, all right, hey.
All right.
Hey there.
But not a 61-year-old man.
Not 61-year-old Carl.
That hasn't been in your thoughts.
No, that has not.
All right.
There you go. Setting the bar. Naked person making the show.
I was willing to consider it. If it was going to be
tasty
listen, breakfast,
remember,
and like Ryan Reynolds level,
it's that
hot nakedness.
Hot, crazy scale,
yes,
that you always have to consider.
Right.
How hot are they versus how crazy are they?
But 61-year-old Carl, not acceptable.
Nope, not acceptable at all. Yeah. 99.7, DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Man, yesterday, sports news, the ACC Network in at U of L all day. Of course, it was a huge crowd there at the Yum Center as the Cards took on, Syracuse, I think? They ended up beating them pretty good. Pretty good.
Awesome.
So, I don't know if it was all the attention that was paid to U of L yesterday, but man, they look good. They look good.
Excitement.
So there you go, a little
exciting
sports action.
Exciting things.
I'm telling you what, Lynn Family Stadium that's looking good.
Yeah.
That first game is going to be here before we know it, like a little over a month. And just keep driving by it there in Spaghetti Junction,
yep,
right off of I-71, 64, you know, that area there. And it's looking good.
Awesome.
Can't wait. All right. There you go. That's sports.
Well, aren't you going to mention that Ryan Newman walked out of the hospital?
Oh,
like,
yeah. My gosh.
2 days after the crash.
Yeah. NASCAR's Ryan Newman from Daytona 500 crash. Yeah. There were pictures of him hand in hand with his two daughters walking out of the hospital after sustaining, you know, some injuries from that crash. No, they didn't even release really what he suffered.
No, but they were saying that, you know, many people who saw the crash were like wondering how in the heck was he able to survive that And it's interesting that they've made so many advancements in the cars. Like, it's, you know, it's like a steel cage, so nothing can penetrate it. And their head is so stabilized now. Their helmet's actually attached to all this, like, padding that's around their head, really keeps them as stable as possible. There's been no deaths since Dale Earnhardt.
Since Dale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in 2001, I want to say. Right. So, anyways, yeah, Ryan Newman, we've got photos of that up on our website if you want to see, WDJX.com or Twitter at 997DJX. But, yeah, kind
it's
of a cool.
Incredible.
Cool picture of him hand in hand in his two daughters, which, you know, just kind of goes to show you. It's like, man, I mean, that dude had a small family, too.
Right. And there's no plan for him to, like, get back in the car and do any racing anytime soon. So he's got a replacement driver for the next race.
All right. So there you go. Sports action.
Sports.
Cards win. Lynn Family Stadium coming along. Ryan Newman walking out. There you go. Your sports authority here. 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, when you think you've found love. It's Craigslist Misconnections.
On 7DJX.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Misconnections.
Ladies first?
Sure.
Although I'm going to be a dude.
Okay.
Male seeking female. This one's titled, I Still Have Your Wig. Graveyard Lover.
Oh. Wow.
We met at Walmart a few months ago. All great love stories start at Walmart, do they not?
Sure.
Do they not? We made out near the bathrooms and then ended up in a graveyard hours later.
Natural progression of things.
Let's just say you took me beyond the grave and straight into paradise.
Wow.
Making sweet nookie near all that death was emotionally draining, but necessary for my personal growth.
Oh, God.
We almost got caught, but that just added to the excitement.
Sure.
Hey, I haven't heard from you in months.
Oh, shocking.
Just so you know, I still have your wig. If you want it back, hit me up. Let's just say, I've been getting wiggy with it.
Stop it.
Yeah,
stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Getting wiggy with it. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Na, 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 na.
Sure. It's Craigslist. Another man for woman. This one's titled, We Broke My Iguana's Terrarium Doing the Deed.
Again, right out the gate it paints a picture.
Okay. We met on Craigslist a few months back.
Of course you did.
But you gave me a fake name. So you've been tough to hunt down. You went by the name Mama B. We met at the Chevron gas station. Ended up back in my crib. We got frisky. Had some fun.
Yeah.
We broke my iguana's terrarium.
Wow. What in the world happened? Sounds athletic.
Yeah. Unfortunately, my iguana ran off.
Oh, no.
And has never been seen again.
Deuces, I'm out. I don't want to see that again.
It scampered away into the night. You left me shortly after, too.
Oh, no.
So I was down a sexy lady and a beautiful iguana.
That is a sad, sad story. That's a country song waiting to happen, is it not?
Oh, my gosh. Sure is. The whole thing has left me sad and lonely.
Oh, no.
Please message me so this isn't a total loss.
I lost my baby and my iguana.
It's the next big hit.
That could be.
There you go.
Straight up the charts.
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, another. You, anthem, 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Have you seen that commercial for the Whopper where it's the moldy Whopper?
Yes.
So their big thing is that, all right, you know, you've seen like museums and news stories and people who have taken the McDonald's, like just normal cheeseburger, and have had it on display for literally months and years and decades, and it doesn't change. Right. It doesn't grow mold.
It's because of the preservatives.
Right. So Burger King then shows and releases this video of their Whopper, same conditions, day one to day 34, and how it grows mold on it.
Which is a good thing.
Which they're saying is a good thing, yes. Where it's like, hey, this doesn't have like preservatives, artificial preservatives, and all this stuff.
Artificial colors.
Yeah.
It is definitely creative and maybe a little bit gross, but I think it really speaks to the fact that companies of all types, including fast food companies, are hearing this huge tectonic shift in consumer interest of customers of all demographics asking real questions about what's in their food and were there preservatives or additives used in the products that they're eating. So to me, it speaks to a company listening to customers and taking the preservatives out.
Wow, there was a lot of words there.
It was a lot.
A lot of words
I heard listening to customers.
Right, sure,
and
exactly.
Taking preservatives out.
So if you want to see, I mean, I don't know. You're not going to eat a moldy burger. I mean, that's not what you're going to eat.
No, you eat it when it's fresh.
Right, for sure, when it's fresh. So yeah, I mean, if you want to see the YouTube video or whatever, we got to post it up at WDJX.com or Facebook at 997DJX.
I'm a fan of the King. I eat there.
Yeah?
I like the Stacker. Whatever special sauce they put on there is pretty good.
You know what? I haven't had a Burger King in a long time.
You should go back.
They ought to.
You should revisit.
Oh, you know what? We're right here.
Or they should bring us some to try.
I just want to wear the King's crown at least once. I think that'd be good.
Yeah.
So anyways, if you want to see the mold on the hamburger, right?
Yeah.
You can at 997DJX on Facebook. Speaking of Facebook,
mm-hmm.
There's no way this is true. Or is it?
I feel like it could be true.
I'm not even mad. All right. So anyways, that coming up next. Story out of Facebook on 997DJX. 997DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. Speaking of Facebook. So did you see this story that came out yesterday?
I did.
It involves a book that was released. Kind of a tell-all book about Facebook and about the stories of kind of behind the scenes Facebook stuff. And so in it, it alleges that Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook CEO, hires aides to blow dry his armpits before important speaking events to reduce his sweating. Now, do you remember like several years ago, everybody was kind of making fun of Mark because he was like delivering this address and you could just see sweat all on his face and just he had little sweat rings under his t-shirt because he always wears t-shirts, you know? I mean,
yeah,
that's kind of his thing.
It's a casual workplace.
And so apparently, ever since then, he's hired assistants now to blow dry his armpits.
Although, if you start sweating, I feel like that's not going to help. You have to get a stronger antiperspirant.
Or
maybe
a baby powder.
Baby powder.
That helps absorb that moisture as it comes out of your body.
That might be.
I got to be honest.
Case.
I'm not even mad. Like, if I'm a billionaire like Mark Zuckerberg,
you're going to hire people to blow dry your armpits.
Probably the least amount of crazy thing that I'm going to have people do.
Really?
I think so.
What are some of the other demands you think you might make?
I don't know. I'm just like tossing things out because I think, you know, if I just came on to this billions of dollars,
right,
it would take some adjustment for me. You know, personally,
to get
to the crazy, you know, I would be the normal Ben that you see before you today.
Well, let's live in the crazy Ben billionaire world a little bit. Let's dissect.
Well, I'm just saying, blow drying your armpits, not crazy in my mind, because I'll tell you that my wife's ex-boyfriend, he used to do that when he'd get out of the shower. He'd get out of the shower and he'd blow dry his body.
It's faster.
Is it?
Well,
I don't know.
Towel? Was he a hairy guy?
I don't know. Not really.
Maybe the hair holds on to the moisture a little bit.
Maybe.
More. You need a little extra help.
What I want to know is, you know, and I'm assuming this is like a personal stylist that would get hired to do something like this.
Are they combing it too?
Blow drying his
the
hair?
Armpit hair?
Yeah, I don't know. Are they manicuring it? Are they making sure that it's cut and it's perfectly manicured? But is he doing it? Is he doing it without a shirt on and like?
Well, yes.
Holding his hands above his head.
How else would he do it? How else would you get access?
How do you approach? Like, what's the first sentence you say?
Hey, are you interested in blow drying my armpits for some money?
See, if I'm Mark Zuckerberg, I'm not asking the question. It's more of a demand. Yeah, it's like,
listen,
hey, This is what I'm going to need you to do.
Here's a new duty for you.
All right. So after you blow dry my hair, I'm going to take off my shirt.
Yeah.
And I'm going to raise up my arms.
And you're going
to knock out
the pits.
Knock out the pits.
All right.
Baby powder index level is going to be high.
How much money would that require, do you think? How much would you need to be paid to do that?
Oh, I mean, where do you apply? I mean, I'd do it as an internship.
Just
for the experience, Kelly. Just for the experience.
Ooh, do we need to add that to our internship program? As part of an internship here at Ben and Kelly,
you need to blow dry
Ben's pits.
Yeah, to blow dry pits.
So much learning.
Yeah, this story, like I said, came out yesterday that Mark Zuckerberg has assistants blow dry his hair.
Now, a spokesperson says, I doubt this is true.
Specifically, his armpit hair. Well, of course. Of course, Facebook spokesperson is going to deny.
Didn't know. He didn't really deny it. He said, I doubt it.
I doubt this is true.
Which means
there's a chance. So if you want to read more about it, we got it at WDJX.com or Facebook at 997DJX. Feel good stories. Do this every single hour, brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly Kane.
So the Miracle League of Louisville, it's a baseball league and complex over there in Fern Creek Park, serves all Louisville metro districts in Kentucky and children and adults with physical, cognitive, and or emotional disabilities. I had the pleasure of going over and watching a game. My friend Bradley invited me over to come see him play, which is really great. But it can't happen without volunteers.
Let's play ball!
As he rounds the bases, Henry Henson's eyes light up.
I'm 6 years old, and I like to play baseball.
Henry plays on one of the six Miracle League baseball teams.
Go Yankees!
Henry is able to catch, hit, and score at home because of this special field.
The surface itself can accommodate any wheelchair, walker-assisted device, motorized or non-motorized.
Nice.
During games, each player is paired with a volunteer.
Their buddy keeps them safe, reassures them, and probably more than anything, encourages them to have fun and enjoy the experience.
Yeah, LKY had the story. So here's the thing. They do need volunteers. You can be a buddy who can be on the field assisting the players. You can be a coach, assistant coach, umpire, team mom, general game day helper. The spring baseball season is going to have games played on Saturdays from April 11th through June 13th, with a few exceptions. And it's going to be about a minimum of an hour each week of a time commitment if you want to volunteer. We'll tweet out that LKY story so you can get involved if you want to. It's a really great thing to go see and check out the Miracle League there.
All right. Very cool. There you are. Feel good. Do them every single hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX, brought to you by Campbellsville University. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show. This kind of started going viral yesterday when this Ashley Bauer, she's a production assistant. She just tweeted out a suggestion that Jumanji, the movie Jumanji, remember that from 1995 with the late Robin Williams? You know, and now obviously it has The Rock and Kevin Hart. Right, for sure.
Kind of different. It's got more comedy.
But she was like, which movie traumatized you as a kid? And she's like, I'll kick it off. It was Jumanji. And I don't know if you've ever seen the original Jumanji with Robin Williams.
I haven't seen the whole thing.
I'm not going to say it traumatized me, but it was definitely not like a kid's movie per se, where it's like, oh, happy fun.
Oh, it's a game.
Yeah, no, I mean, there were some definite tense, terrifying moments in Jumanji.
Were you afraid you were going to get sucked into any board game you tried to play after that?
No, I mean, Kelly, come on. no, but I would say for me, traumatizing movies as a kid, it's got to be Jaws.
Oh, 1,000%.
Like the original Jaws, I remember seeing that, and I didn't see it in the movie because I did. No, I never saw it in the movie. I was too young, but I saw it, I remember my dad brought it back on the VHS tape, put it in the old VCR.
Son, this is a good movie. Let's sit back and watch this together.
I know. What? I watched it and I was terrified.
Oh, yeah.
Still to this day, I get weird about ocean.
I mean, I was so triggered, I thought that it lived under my bed. I would have to jump in and out of bed for years.
Because Jaws?
Because I thought Jaws was under my bed.
So then,
the clown from Poltergeist.
So Jaws, just continue on that, you know, then... Disney World had that Jaws ride where you go around on the train, and then the train was on like a little train track. And then as you crossed over this water, the train track would collapse. And then you would start going through water. And the water would like go up. And I swear, like I went on that one time, and then Jaws would come up and be like, ah! Now that was Jaws me for sure.
Yeah, and fun fact, Jaws' name was Bruce.
That was, the mechanical, animatronic
shark. Back then, which was like really technologically advanced for back then.
For sure. Poltergeist for you?
Oh, yeah. Carol Ann?
Movie that traumatized you as a kid? So what's wild about this Twitter thread is it's not necessarily just scary movies.
No.
It's just different, like what movie traumatized you or like made you woke as a kid?
Woke, really?
Right.
Hashtag woke.
Right.
No, this one just like this, like stayed with me to where it had lasting effects. And with Poltergeist, no sir. That clown with the outstretched arms that was underneath the bed and reached out and grabbed your ankles. Yeah, I had a lot of like under the bed issues.
Susan texts in and says, I think I'm older than both of you and I had a very different childhood. My mom insisted that I watch both The Exorcist and Amityville Horror. And to this day, both of these movies scarred me to life or scared the bejesus out of me.
Why would her mother insist upon that? It's like, hey, listen, don't be a bad kid or you'll be the devil. I understand.
Yeah, I mean, so here's a good one. Jeepers Creepers, that movie. Or are the R.L. Stein's Are You Scared of the Dark?
Okay.
Like Goosebumps, those movies.
Oh, Cujo, Gremlins.
Yeah.
Alien, okay. Oh, Haley says E.T. terrifies me. I won't watch it to this day. Really?
Yeah, so exactly. That's a perfect example of a movie that traumatized you as a kid. It's like E.T., a very simple story about an alien befriending a little boy.
And Elliot are like BFF goals.
Yeah. So anyways, you can tweet us at Ben and Kelly Show, movies that traumatized you as a kid.
Allison said Neverending Story.
Oh, yeah.
That was
Riding
a
the Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the flying dog thing.
That one is a little bit bizarre.
Yeah.
So anyways, at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.
Children of the Corn and Pet. My mom made me watch Children of the Corn and Pet Cemetery. What's wrong with these parents?
Oh, is that a text message?
Yes.
No.
Wow.
Say, you gotta learn, kid. All she wanna do is party on her. Coraline. Remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Coraline.
My daughter loves to watch that. That is creepy.
99.7 DJX. Scared. You traumatized you as a kid. That was a tweet that we got. Coraline scared me. Still does. And then those Lollapalooza dolls with the button eyes.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go.
They are kind of creepy.
Cute. We're just talking about this tweet that kind of went viral about the what movie traumatized you most as a kid.
Yeah, Aaron texted, said, my son said he was traumatized by Harry and the Hendersons. Isn't that like a family film? I never actually saw it.
It's a family film from like... Is that like the 80s?
I think it's 80s, yeah.
Is that old?
I feel
but it's
like
about
it's that old.
Bigfoot.
Yes.
And Harry is a Bigfoot, and the family, I think, hits him. I think is that the plot of the movie? Why am I remembering this and not like...
I don't know.
Math. I'm remembering plots of Harry and the Hendersons. I want to say this family was on vacation, hits Harry...
And then
the
bring
Bigfoot
him home
with the car.
Okay.
And they're like, we can't leave this Bigfoot in the middle of the road.
Let's bring him home to live
right.
with us. All right. In suburbia.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
And hilarity ensues.
Maggie said Willy Wonka, the original.
Oh, yeah.
Oompa Loompa was
Gene
creepy.
Wilder.
Gene Wilder freaked me out. Yeah.
I will say, though, that the later version of Willy Wonka with
Johnny Depp,
pretty freaky, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So
that one. Alice in Wonderland is another one. That several people texted in and said kind of freaks you out.
Yeah, so. Shannon. Yeah, no, Freddy Krueger, all that. Sure. Nightmare on Elm Street. 1,000%. Like nobody wanted to take bubble baths after that.
Yeah. And we've got a thread that has already like got over 200 comments on Facebook at 997DJX. If you want to chime in on that.
Another text message for me. It was Tremors. I wouldn't go on the grass.
Oh, Tremors. Yeah. Wasn't that... That was...
Was that Kevin Bacon?
Kevin Bacon, yeah.
Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. All right.
Oh,
so there
Kevin
you go. You can chime in at 9970JX if you'd like. All right, coming up next, it's free therapy, and Kim...
My boss bought me a I would say, questionable Valentine's Day present.
All right. Well, no better place to air that out than here.
Come to the experts.
Come to the experts. Coming up after Billie Eilish, 99.7 DJX. White shirt, now red, my bloody nose sleeping. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Every week at this time, we kind of open up our show to help you maybe work out an issue that you may have. You know, we're not 100% going to say it's going to help.
No, we like to help, though. We try.
Sure.
You've got a relationship problem. Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. This is free therapy.
Good morning, Kim.
Morning.
Okay, so walk us through the message you sent us.
All right, well, I mean, basically, my boss bought me a, I would say, questionable Valentine's Day present. And
oh.
My husband insists that I kind of return it in protest.
Okay, so what'd your boss get you?
Well, he got me this giant box of chocolates and a $100 gift card to Victoria's Secret.
Whoa!
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not a typical employee gift.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what he said, too. And he just thinks it's completely inappropriate and, you know, just kind of, he insists that I need to return it in order to send the right message.
Are you on board with that?
I mean, honestly, I think it's a little much. You know, I don't know. I mean, he did point out that no other employee got more than a card and a small box of chocolate, but none of them are his personal assistant either. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you say what kind of chocolate?
Oh, God. It's like Godiva.
Oh, it's good stuff. Yeah. Oh, dang. Oh, wow. Listen, here's a solution. You can give me the Godiva chocolates.
Right.
I'll take that burden off your shoulders.
You're a woman. Kelly, you're a woman.
I am. Last time I checked.
Victoria's Secret is expensive.
It's pricey stuff.
Right?
It is. And it's nice. And I know, again, my husband would appreciate it. So I will volunteer to take that off your hands as well. Listen, I'm just here to help.
Okay.
Well, maybe I could throw it that way. Maybe I can be like, he was thinking of you when he gave me this. That is nice for us.
Right.
Right. But still a little on the creep side.
I do see the creep factor in that, especially if, and I'm assuming nothing inappropriate has happened at the office.
Right. Your relation. Oh, okay. Yes. Of course.
Yeah, no, and that's part of it. Like, I understand where my husband's coming from, but at the same time, it's not like a consistent thing that I'm dealing with. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right.
So maybe he just kind of feels like because of the nature of your working relationship, you're a little bit closer than normal. You're not like cubicle mates. So he feels like you're in that special comfort zone. Like when I used to get you underwear all the time, Ben.
Oh, yeah.
When there was a long stretch of many years, I got you like weird boxer shorts for years.
That is true, Kim. But,
yeah.
You know, but we don't really look into that as much. But she would not request me to model said underwear for her.
No. You have over your jeans before.
I have, but... All right. Well, Kim, we're getting a lot of people texting in about how maybe you should approach this and maybe how you should with your boss and your husband. So,
yeah, there are two different sides that you have to pay attention to with this.
So, yeah, thank you. And yeah, we'll try to help you move forward with this.
Well, and again, if you choose to, the address is 520 South 4th Street. If you'd like to send those things to my attention,
think about it.
All right. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
All right. See ya.
Officer Russ chimes in.
Yeah?
Of course he does.
Officer of the law right here.
Way to go, girl. You got game.
Okay, so there you have it from the LMPD.
High five.
Dan just texts in and says, this is juicy and I love it. All right, so text message.
Kathy says, OMG, I'm an HR director. No. What the heck? He needs some training.
502-571-9970 is free therapy.
502 traffic.
99.7 DJX free therapy. So she got a big box of Godiva chocolates and $100 to spend at Victoria's Secret from her boss. She's his personal assistant.
So it's a little bit of a closer working relationship, but I still feel like most people, I'd say 100% of people are saying it's in the inappropriate lane.
Now, Anthony says, hey, I'd tell my wife to keep it. Saves the husband money. And the beauty fragrances can be pricey besides the clothing.
Oh,
So I didn't
that.
Even think
he
of
knows.
The fragrances available at Victoria's Secret.
Absolutely. Right. Shannon's like, if she has a comfortable enough relationship with her boss for him to feel like it's okay to get her something like that, then she should be comfortable enough to sit down and discuss that the gift is completely inappropriate and disrespectful to the husband.
Who was it that said that maybe the boss had just watched that episode of The Office where Michael Scott got all the ladies?
Got text messages. He took them all to Victoria's Secret. Victoria's Secret,
right, exactly. Haley, she's just honest. She comes in with a text message that says, wouldn't know what the heck to do.
Well, okay then.
Thank you.
And that is why we have free therapy.
Thank you for moving us forward with that, Haley. Appreciate that. He calls our show all the time. Andrew, the love doctor, good morning. What do you think?
Huge red flag here, my man. Huge red flag. Keep the chocolates. That's fine. He's got a personal relationship with him. She's his personal secretary. I get that. A little bit larger box. The gift card's got to go back. She's got to tell him, thanks, I appreciate it, but I don't feel like it's appropriate for the workplace for you to be giving me a gift of this nature. Because what's going to happen, if push comes to shove, two things are happening. If it goes to HR, HR's going to ask her, did you tell him? Second thing is, he's throwing a little bit of bait in the water to see if she bites. By keeping the gift card, then the next thing is, well, what did you buy with it?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, any pictures? Yeah.
He's testing the waters. Okay.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Always sage advice from Andrew the Love Doctor. Thank you, sir.
You're the expert.
You got it, guys. Keep on loving.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Text messages quoting Billie Eilish, he's the bad guy from Ernie. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, gotcha.
Got it.
So, yeah, you know, and a lot of people are like, hey, my partner would blow a gasket if my boss gave me a, quote, gift like that. I think it's clear that, you know, maybe the husband isn't quite off base by saying that that's an inappropriate gift, but, you know, again, I go back to Victoria's Secret. It's expensive.
My husband would be like, high five, go shopping. Woohoo! And give me some of that chocolate.
Yeah, there is a lot of backstory that was left out of that, though.
Sure.
But anyways, if you want to continue commenting, it's up on, you got it on Facebook?
Yep.
All right, it's up on Facebook. You can comment there, at Ben and Kelly Show.
This March 5th and 6th, 99.7 DJX and Fight.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You can always get a hold of us. Text message 502-571-9970 from Kim. She texts in, my phone messages come through my car. So this morning, my car says a text message from DJX. And from the backseat, I hear my kids say, oh my gosh, they're actually real? Yes, if you text us, we'll try to text you back. For real.
Wait a second. Back the truck.
Hang on a
second. We're not real people? What is happening?
Yes, it's a real entity.
It's just
That's right.
Talking radio box.
I know, crazy. 502-571-9970. All right, feel good stories. Do them every single hour here. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
Here's an example of how Chick-fil-A workers are just a better breed of people.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to Georgia for this. A worker there was cleaning the bathroom. Found an envelope with nearly $1,000 in it.
Ah.
And because this is
obviously
Chick-fil-A.
Obviously a tip.
No.
Oh.
Because this is Chick-fil-A. And they are a better breed of people.
Okay.
Of course he turns it into the manager.
Okay.
Because that's what you do when you work at Chick-fil-A.
Kelly, this isn't a feel-good story if that money didn't get back to its rightful owner.
It did indeed get back to its rightful owner.
How is that possible?
Yeah. And this is, again, why I don't work at Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
I feel like I might have slipped a few bills.
You're
and
like,
gone shopping.
1,000? I only counted 500.
They're not going to miss like $100. Okay. So, yeah, it's a great story. And, yeah, I'll tweet it out for you so you can see it. Again, it's a good example of what to do. We make good decisions. We do the right thing. That is not your money. You turn that in. You get it back to the rightful owner. Can you imagine the sweats? I freak out if I let a 30% off coupon expire.
I know.
If I lost an envelope full of nearly $1,000, I would freak. Thank goodness there are good people working at Chick-fil-A.
What are you doing with an envelope worth with $1,000 in it walking through the Chick-fil-A?
We're not.
What sort of business are you doing at the Chick-fil-A?
Well, they might be like stopping to get lunch on their way to like make a deposit.
Okay. Maybe.
At the bank, maybe.
All right.
Maybe.
Sorry, this is a feel good.
It's
I know you're trying to keep it in the feel good lane.
Because that
but
is what they do at the Chick-fil-A.
Hey, why don't you meet me at the Chick-fil-A? We'll talk business. Maybe someday.
That's not what
maybe
they do.
Maybe someday you'll do something good for me.
They don't do that there. That's not what they do.
You don't know that. What happens in the lobby at Chick-fil-A sometimes stays in the lobby. All right, there you go. Feel good.
Okay.
Do them every single hour here. Brought to you by Campbellsville University on 99.7 DJX.
502 traffic.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. I don't know how we missed this yesterday, but strategically, Justin Bieber released a remix of Yummy with Florida-Georgia line. Now,
did we need this?
Well, so to be fair to Bieber, he said he was just messing around with the boys.
Right.
So sure. We were supposed to take this kind of tongue in cheek, I'm assuming. But
or do you think he's dipping his toe in there like, hey, country people, now, listen, do you like my song?
Before you bail on us, okay. I'm not going to play the entire song.
Wow.
Okay?
You're setting it up for success.
Listen, before you bail.
All right.
Because we tweeted it out earlier. We're like, hey, who's ready for a Justin Bieber remix with Florida Georgia Line? Lied to Bieber. No.
He's like, listen, I hung out with Dan and Shay. How about Florida Georgia Line?
All right, here. Well, let's dip our toe.
Talk to him one time.
No, okay. Talk to him one time.
Whoa. Where are we starting? What's
talk to him one time.
Bonafide stallion.
Oh, my God.
That is Justin Bieber, friends. That is not Florida Georgia Line.
I'm going to beg you to not go further.
All right, well, we are.
I'm going to beg you.
We are.
Bonafide stallion. Ain't no stable, no you stay on the run.
Okay, so he is adopting a country accent.
What happened?
Just wait.
Is he wearing a hat?
Listen.
Okay.
He's got his mustache. You know that for sure. Yeah, and he drops a get her done. Hang on.
Ain't on the side, you're number one. Every time I come around, you get her done.
Did Justin Bieber just drop a get her done?
I can't even get to the Florida Georgia Line part. I cannot.
Get her done. Gotta hear that again. Hang on.
Every time I come around, you get her done.
I didn't know I needed my Thursday to include Justin Bieber in a country accent saying get her done, but here we are. Here we are.
I don't need
every
it.
Every time I come around, you get her done.
All right. Let's get to some of the hook here. All right, so that kind of sounds normal. Yeah. All right, here comes Florida Georgia Line.
Shout out, girl, I'm on the way. I've been up in Waffle House, but you my Chick-fil-A.
Okay, hang on a second.
Wait a second. Did he say Waffle House and Chick-fil-A in the same line?
Yeah, is he?
Oh, my God. These lyrics are magical.
I've been up in Waffle House, but you my Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
I've been up in Waffle House, but you my Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
Is he dissing on Waffle House?
I feel like a little bit. He's like considering it an upgrade to go to Chick-fil-A.
But you my Chick-fil-A. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
I've been up in Waffle House, but you my Chick-fil-A. And I've been in the Waffle Fries since our first day.
Wow, we are still in that lane.
What in the world is happening?
Waffle fries are delicious.
Okay, yeah, they are. They're nutritious, I hear, in some places.
Okay. Waffle fries since our first day. Ain't got time for playing. I'ma clean your whole plate. Girl, I'ma lick it up.
What happened? What happened? We are spending way too much time on this.
This is, if you have landed on us right now, we are diving into the Justin Bieber Florida Georgia Line Yummy Remix, which you can hear WDJX.com. If you want to hear the entire thing.
No, you don't.
But you're missing lines like
clean your whole plate. Girl, I'ma lick it up.
Oh, God.
Girl, I'ma lick it up.
I can't. No. I'm feeling like
yes, yummy, let me take you to the country.
No.
We can call it home cooking. I'm your chicken, you my dumpling.
Oh, my God. I'll be chicken, you my dumpling.
I say grace, I say thanks for my baby in this drink. Let me slide on over, girl, and get a taste.
Let's roll.
Oh, my gosh. So that magic is what Justin Bieber was just playing around with the boys.
Oh, just playing around.
He was just messing around, playing around with the boys.
And we'll be playing it incessantly on 99.7 DJX soon.
Every time I come around, you get her done.
Oh, God.
There you go.
Wow. Wow. Listen, you said we weren't going to play the whole thing, but we spent
an elaborate amount
of time
breaking
that down.
I mean, so, listen.
Rightfully so.
Justin Bieber.
Magical lyrics.
Florida Georgia Line.
Perfection.
I don't know which one. We're dropping all those great Florida or Georgia. I'm not exactly sure which one of them did it.
Waffle fries,
Chick-fil-A.
And you're looking good.
Yeah. Anyways, you can listen to the entire song if you want. WDJX.com. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. I will tell you that the audience reaction to the Florida Georgia Line Justin Bieber Yummy remix. I will say, if I had to live in a world where the only version of Yummy I got to listen to, I would probably choose this. Just for brilliant lines like this.
And you get her done.
Yeah.
Listen, Candace says, oh, God, please make it stop. They did not have to put Chick-fil-A in that. OMG, he's not Taylor Swift. You can't do that, Justin. The Lord not lick it up. Just like that mustache, this too shall pass.
Okay. So anyways, you can listen to the entire thing, WDJX.com.
It's been a minute since we've taken a look at
the Prince Harry and the Meghan Markle.
Well, they've been trying to live a regular lifestyle, right?
Yeah, and we've been letting them do that for the past couple weeks.
Trying to give them their privacy.
Well, now we have a date. March 31st. That is the date we will no longer need this music when we talk about Harry and Meghan.
That's when their office in Buckingham Palace will be officially closing. Their independent lives will officially start on April Fool's Day.
How do we know?
Yeah, I mean, they could be punking us.
How do we know?
I mean, it is the day for the jokes.
So are they going to be in Canada then?
They're going to be, from what I understand, they're hanging out in Canada.
Right now?
Right now.
Okay.
And I feel like that is where they're going to be staying for the foreseeable future. They're going to return to the UK for 6 events in late February, early March. During that transition period, they will not be using their Royal Highness or Her Royal Highness titles, but they will still retain them, leaving the possibility that they might return sometime in the future.
So, like, if after 6 months they're like, yeah, you know what? We decided kind of like living as normal people is not
fun. Yeah, it sucks. I want to go back to being really royal.
Can we just kind of go back?
Special and rich.
Yeah, so you got my little badge thing.
Listen,
still there.
And they can't use their new Sussex Royal brand either. Yeah, right. Cut off from that.
Okay, so there you go.
So, yes.
That's your royal update.
April Fool's Day. Mexit will finally be completed. Peep, peep. Cheerio.
Okay, thank you.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, it's Thursday morning, so what we do is we play a bunch of songs that you haven't heard in a while. Back to back to back to back on the radio. Your requests make up our playlist. 502-571-9970 on text or Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show. It's Throwback Thursday.
It's intense.
I'm writing it down so I don't forget. Throwback Thursday.
Oh, are you going to write that down as a reminder?
Yeah.
That's great.
Note
to self.
Thursday.
Do Throwback Thursday in a matter of moments.
Okay. So that is on the way. So help us create a playlist. 502-571-9970. It starts next.
502 Traffic. Run away.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, 904. Today, 42 outside. Only 33 right now, but going to be pretty cold today. Tomorrow, sunshine, 42, 50s by the weekend with some sun and then maybe even some rain rolling in Monday, according to Wave 3 News storm tracking team here on 99.7 DJX. All right. Feel good. Do them every single hour here throughout the morning. Brought to you by JCPS. Kelly K.
So this is kind of like homegrown. Occasionally, we will offer up our show like as a guest DJ kind of
petri dish.
An experience as an auction item for charitable events.
Yeah.
And at Texas and Tales last year, we kind of offered this up like, hey, come hang out with us for a couple of hours. And we happened to have the people that won that here in studio and have been all morning long.
Wow, Brody, good morning.
Yep, Brody. Morning.
All right, so Brody goes to Mazik, right?
Yep,
I do. And you're in 7th grade?
Yep.
All right, so you're missing what class?
Right now, I'm in robotics, so.
Ooh.
Oh, all right. Look at you.
That sounds fun.
It is a lot of fun.
All right, okay.
We won't tell them.
Right. No, we won't. Of what you've experienced here this morning, what surprised you the most?
I mean, one, how often you all interact. Like, I mean, you all, like, have a connection almost, like. It's
we
just
are
crazy.
Connected.
Yeah, we never dated, so you know, don't worry about
it's
that.
It's really weird.
But, like, I don't know. It's just, like, the vibe I'm getting from in this room is really fun. Like, just being here with you all has just been crazy.
Look at that. We didn't even pay Brody to
we
say
didn't.
That sort of thing. No,
we didn't
not
even
at
prompt
all.
Him. We didn't write no. it down. I mean, I was gonna, but I didn't.
No, you didn't.
Well done, Brody. So, was it worth the purchase?
I mean, I don't know. You have to ask my mom.
Yeah, but you're turning 13 coming
yeah,
up, right?
Your birthday. Yeah,
oh, love that. Well, happy birthday. Welcome to being a teenager.
Yeah,
then you're going to be an angsty teenager, and that'll be all fun.
Let's hope not.
Yeah. Do you want to shout out to any of your friends at Mazik?
Shout outs to Isaiah. He's doesn't go to Mazik right now, but he's probably my best friend right now.
Oh, that's so cool.
Oh, very good.
Shout
all right.
out to him.
There you go. Well, Brody, thank you for coming in, man.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, why don't you be a real DJ, okay?
Oh, gosh.
All right, so we're going to play Halsey Without Me, okay?
Oh, gosh.
Okay, I know. Oh, gosh. Yeah, don't swear. Remember, we're on the radio. FCC would shut us down, so let's not do that. You hold the license in your hand right now, Brody.
Okay, don't be all nervous. Right.
All right, so I just want you to introduce Halsey Without Me and then say on 99.7 DJX.
Halsey Without Me on 99.7 DJX.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that.
He's going to take our job next week.
Like a pro. Oh! See, we're continuing to talk because Halsey hasn't started singing yet.
But now she's got it.
But now she's got it, like right now. So it's all good.
Found you when your heart was broke. I filled your cup until it overflowed.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Last night, Masked Singer was
I'm
on.
I'm so obsessed.
You're on it?
Yes.
So it was, it turned out being the elephant. The elephant was.
I was surprised. I really thought the nanner, the banana, was kind of like the worst of the night. Okay. I like thought maybe I might be going home.
And no one correctly guessed who the elephant was.
It's out of left field.
Either. So
I had zero guesses on this one.
Spoiler.
Tony Hawk! Iconic and legendary skateboarder!
Wait a second. You didn't even like give us any sort of... You said spoiler and then they didn't even have time to turn down the knob. You could have played like a little bit of the performance.
They trust me.
Okay.
Wait. Two-time Lifetime Achievement Award winner.
Yeah, they're like, hey, we would have gotten it if you would have put a skateboard.
Somewhere in the clues.
He's like, well, why do you think we didn't put a skateboard in the clue?
Yeah.
I knew it. San Diego representing.
How did we not figure that out?
You were close now.
Really close.
If there would have been a skateboard anywhere, yeah, I would have.
That's why they didn't put a skateboard in there.
Anywhere.
Yeah, that's very true. Very true. So
yeah, it had a lot of drumming and stuff like that. Like a lot of people were thinking there were some political references that they were thinking. And plus with the elephant, it could have been a that direction. But yeah, no. Skateboard.
So there you go. Masked Singer, Tony Hawk. So that still does leave the possibility that Jesse McCartney is the turtle.
Yes. Well, we're on the second group now. So the turtle was in the first group of singers. Now we're in the second group.
I was wondering
group.
Why I didn't. Okay.
Yeah, there's like two little kind of brackets.
Yeah, see, I catch they merge pieces together. Of the Masked Singer. Like,
you've got to get on board.
I
you
only
have
catch
to.
It, like, it's one of those things where I'm on TV and I'm like, oh, there, it's on.
It's Wednesday nights.
Okay.
Wednesday nights.
Like, I don't know what time it's on.
Fox,
I just like go through
o'clock.
And like, okay, all
do
right,
it.
There it is.
I
right.
just told you.
All right. Thank you.
Give me your phone. I'm going to put it in your calendar.
Absolutely not. Okay, so there you go. WDJX.com if you want to see more.
502 traffic.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, which, by the way, we are trying to send you to South Beach and another opportunity for you to get in on that coming up at 11 o'clock. We're going to give you another winning word that could get you down to see Louis Capaldi and Niall Horan in concert. And then, oh, yeah, spend a couple days on South Beach. So that's on the way around 11 here on 99.7 DJX. You see that Mark Zuckerberg has an assistant that blow dries his armpits?
Allegedly. Allegedly.
I'm all for
I
this.
Believe it, though.
I really am.
Because when you get to be Mark Zuckerberg status in the world with Mark Zuckerberg money, you can pay anyone to do anything like that.
So Stephen Levy wrote a book, Facebook, The Inside Story, and in it, it claims that he has assistants do this ever since several years ago. He was videotaped on, you know, giving some sort of speech, you know, before a bunch of people, but he was like
pitting
sweating
out.
And yeah. pitting out. And so he was like, never again.
Yes.
And
but here's my question, Mark Zuckerberg. Can you not reach your own armpit with your own hair dryer? You gotta pay someone else to do that. That's I'm just what happens to your arms that you can't hold up your own hair dryer to dry your own pits.
What I want to know is how do you start that conversation with your stylist, let's say.
With your stylist?
Yeah,
your armpit hairstylist?
Or just your stylist.
Okay.
I mean because I'm sure you can't like go and look on Yelp and look up, "Oh, okay, armpit hair dryers," you know.
Sure.
There aren't those. So they'd have to specialize probably in something else,
well,
like in hair care or whatever.
I feel like this is one of those situations where they're already an assistant.
So
and you're just adding to the duties.
You walk up to your assistant and you say, "So,
new task.
I've got something I need to run by you." And see this blow dryer right here? I'm going to hold up my hands.
And you're going to direct that.
And you are going to
at my pits.
Get my pits.
So. And don't stop until they're fully dry.
Yeah. All right. Hey, look, I'm not even mad at him. If I had billions of dollars like Mark Zuckerberg does,
really?
I'd have some crazy tasks, I would imagine.
Would you?
Yeah. I mean, I would be the same guy you see before you right now for a while.
Oh, then the
but
change
then
would
once
happen.
The billions of dollars started to set in
sure.
and sink into my skin, and I was like, all right, Yeah, sure. I'll have someone blow dry my armpits.
Well, I feel like he's doing it wrong, though, because after, you know, if you're getting, you blow them dry, great. Then you go about the speech and stuff, but how do you control the sweating that then happens? Are you going
to
be like, hey,
maybe they have
give
to come
me
out
another
on stage.
Shot?
Yeah, maybe they have to come out on stage, you know, cut to commercial and like, beep, beep.
He needs to reinvestigate his antiperspirant.
Well, anyways.
That's all I'm saying.
It's allegedly the case.
Probably true.
You can read more about it. We got to post it, WDJX.com, but I'm here for it, man.
A spokesperson says, I don't think it's true.
I don't think.
That's telling me there's a chance.
That's leaving the door open a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Selena Gomez now, 99.7 DJX.
You promised the world and I fell for it.
Memories bring back your...
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. So... have you read this story about Steven Spielberg's adopted daughter? And sorry, I should just say daughter because he raised her from
a baby.
Yeah, he adopted her as a baby. Michaela Spielberg. She's 23.
Yeah, she's got an interesting choice of line of work she wants
so
to go into.
So she FaceTimed her dad, Steven Spielberg, who you know he's a famous director.
E.T. is the first big one that comes to my mind.
Right.
Lots of others.
Jurassic Park.
Sure.
To kind of let him know that she has chosen a career path for the adult industry.
I'm hoping to do some erotica. So that's like pictures and videos for private customers or for the public, if, you know, that ever arises. I'm also hoping to get my dancing license here pretty soon.
Okay. So... anyways, so she's diving down that road.
And she tells her dad that?
Yeah. And he's supportive, you know. So here's the thing. This is where I want to go with this. Of course, Twitter being Twitter. I noticed the hashtag, make a Spielberg film a porno, pop up.
Oh, my God. No, sir. We're not having dad direct her.
No.
Doing anything.
No.
Oh, are we changing Spielberg
yes.
movie titles? That's what we're doing?
Like E.T. Bone Home.
Oh, God. God. Oh, no. Oh, this is not a good game.
Shagging Private Ryan.
It's kind of a fun game.
Indiana Bones in the Temple of Boobs. This is a hashtag make a Spielberg film a porno.
Oh, wow.
Or
stop.
Shaving Ryan's privates.
Oh, my God.
Jurassic Park.
Oh, we're not mature enough to handle this game.
We're
not mature enough.
I got to be honest. I was done after E.T. Bone Home.
Yeah, that's really all you needed. Yep, that's it. Game over. I'm out. Drop the mic. Go home.
Thank you, Twitter, for yet one once again.
Always delivers.
Bringing in the content.
Doesn't it?
Oh,
Twitter
gosh.
Always delivers.
Oh, so great.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Greg's like, I'm crying.
So, that is a dad supporting his daughter.
That is a nightmare for 100%. Any dad, is it not? Could you imagine? You're a dad of three daughters.
No, I know.
Sir.
No.
How does this story not rock you to your core?
I'm telling you what, I'm not a director, so there aren't going to be no...
Okay.
Make Ben Davis movies into a porno.
And your daughter's hashtags. Dance dresses, they kind of have like, they're all like mock turtlenecks, so they're all very like fancy. They cover everything.
Okay.
It's all good.
There you go.
So awkward.
Ending the show with
really?
a little news story there.
We had to go down there. We couldn't get through the rest of the show without that.
Well, we had a shadow the entire show. We couldn't get to any of this before now.
Yeah, we had to make sure the young ears got out of the studio before.
Exactly. All right, guys. If you missed anything on the show, catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. Click listen.
That's great.
All right.
You know what I'm going to be looking up?
What?
For a while now?
That?
Movie titles.
Movie titles.
Steven
there you
Spielberg
go.
Movie titles.
All right. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
502 Trap. Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.